Oscar-winning filmmaker Roman Polanski has always enjoyed acclaim in France, despite having pled guilty to statutory rape here in the U.S. back in the 1970s and fleeing the country before he could be sentenced. Now his latest film, J'accuse, is a hit in France. The French have long drawn a line separating an artist's work and his personal life, but as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, with Polanski's latest film and for his latest accuser, that line may be fading.
J'accuse is about the 19th century Dreyfus affair. Alfred Dreyfus was a Jewish army officer unjustly convicted of treason.
Le premier conseil de guerre du gouvernement militaire de Paris a reconnu le nommé Dreyfus Alfred coupable.
He is eventually exonerated, but the scandal rips French society apart and exposes the widespread anti-Semitism of the day. The film's title is taken from writer Émile Zola's famous letter accusing top military and government officials of framing Dreyfus.
J'accuse le général Mercier de s'être rendu complice d'une des plus grandes iniquités du siècle.
But the film's rollout last month was marred by another accusation against Polanski by Valentine Monnier.
When the rape she denounces happened, Valentine was 18 years old. She just got out of high school a few months earlier. Roman Polanski was a powerful Hollywood filmmaker.
That's Catherine Ball, who interviewed Monnier for newspaper Le Parisien. Monnier is now a photographer and a former actress, and the sixth woman to publicly accuse Polanski. Monnier told Ball the assault took place in 1975, and Ball says the photographer tried to put the nightmare behind her.
When Valentine Monnier learned that Roman Polanski was preparing a movie named J'accuse, which means I accuse, on the Dreyfus affair, she was outraged. Because in the interviews, Polanski compares the harassment Captain Dreyfus endured at the end of the 19th century with the one he endured since 1977, which is when he was accused of raping a 13-year-old girl.
Polanski pleaded guilty to statutory rape in that case, but fled the U.S. before sentencing. In a rare interview given to magazine Paris Match this week, Polanski denied Monnier's accusations and said he was being painted as a monster. As J'accuse opened in cinemas across the country, protesters blocked theaters like this one in Paris, denouncing ticket holders as complicit. Some theaters had to cancel screenings, the film's publicity rollout was scaled back, and interviews canceled. TV screens and editorial pages have been filled with the debate over whether or not to see J'accuse. It's even split the French government. The equality minister says she won't see it. The prime minister says he plans to take his kids. Polanski is not alone. Several weeks before his accuser came out, 30-year-old star actress Adèle Haenel brought accusations and charges against another French director, Christophe Ruggia.
Tous les samedis, avec une jeune fille qui est entre 12 et 15 ans.
In an hour-long interview with an investigative website, Haenel described how for months Ruggia groped, harassed, and traumatized her on the set of a movie when she was 12. Edouard Plenel is head of that investigative news site, Mediapart. He says his reporters face powerful people who want to squelch the Me Too movement in France.
It's really a fight against a sort of French culture, séduction à la française, l'élégance à la française. It's not a question of seduction. It's a question of abuse of power.
Mediapart reporter Marine Turki broke Haenel's story, and it's getting attention, she says, because Haenel is a popular actress. But Turki says the industry, critics, and fans still too often look the other way when it comes to powerful actors and directors like Polanski.
I'm not asking to censor the movie. I'm just saying, let's debate on that. Let's ask Roman Polanski how it influenced his work and also the actors from the movie. He's making a movie which is called J'accuse. I mean, how could we be silent? For me, it's crystal clear. We can't separate the man and the artist.
One French Film Directors Association is considering suspending Polanski, but 2 years after the Me Too movement began in Hollywood, Marine Turki says there is still a wall of silence around sexual crimes in the world of French cinema. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.